Welcome back to another episode of Real Booze, episode number something. We don't even know anymore.
Are we starting?
We're not even supposed to be here today.
Is this official?
This is official.
I was whistling and shit. I didn't even know.
You're good. You're okay. We're watching Clerks today, guys.
We're not supposed to be here today. We were supposed to be here yesterday.
Yeah, we were.
And then there was an allergy attack, and then later an alcohol attack.
And then a massive alcohol attack.
kind of took us out.
You got Ken here. You got Jay, and you got Dan.
Hey,
the Mopar Man.
Dan, the Mopar Man.
Although there's no Mopars in here.
Yeah. Well,
who cares?
I mean, there is a vehicle, right? Like, what are they? Don't they drive some mom-mobile or something?
Yeah, to go to the funeral.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be. We're talking about this like everybody knows what we're going to watch.
Yeah. I said Clerks.
Did you say it?
I did say Clerks.
See, this is what happens when you start things by surprise. Like, you don't prepare anybody. It's just, you know?
Well, it's non-sketch.
It's kind of like every time you have sex with a woman, it's just surprise sex.
You just kind of jump out, and there it is.
I don't have to pay this time? Holy shit.
Oh, he'll pay in the long run. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, let's not turn this one into a murder, okay? We're drinking. We went to a convenience store.
Yeah.
Jay, what have you got there?
I have a 40-ounce of Old English high-gravity malt liquor. We were trying to think of what, like, convenience stores sell, right? It's like beer, wine, and spirits.
Slurpees.
Right, but those don't have alcohol. I mean, you can probably make an alcoholic Slurpee.
Well, after drinking these, they might turn into Slurpees.
So it seems like every time I go to a convenience store to buy alcohol, it's to buy a 40. Like, I don't really go to, like, a quick stop type store to buy a 6-pack or a 12-pack. Usually it's just something quick and dirty. Yeah. That's what we got.
And yeah, you got quick and dirty. I got King Cobra.
Yeah.
Premium malt liquor. It's top shelf.
Yeah, it's big
time. Dan?
I got the Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager.
That shit is a rough ride, I can tell you right now.
Slow brewed for exceptionally smooth flavor.
Oh.
Slow brewed?
You know what I didn't even think about?
We used to get
Sparks all the time at the convenience store.
That's the only
place I'd buy that shit.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
You can never find it anywhere else.
We went bold, though, and we're going to be... God, I don't even know.
I'm a little parched. I'm going to try this King Cobra here.
Yeah, let me get
in 94 when this movie came out, you didn't have those energy drink, alcohol premix things going, man. All you had was malt liquor.
This tastes like urine.
Oh.
All right, this is going to be probably...
Well, I didn't say I bought it at the convenience store. I said I got it at the convenience store. There's some guy in the parking lot saying it.
What's yours?
What? How much?
Mine is 6%.
Mine's 8.
Jesus, damn.
I'm 8.1.
Oh,
hey.
The king of them all.
I'm a topper.
Oh, man.
That's the way to do it.
So we're going to watch Clerks today, as I previously had mentioned, and we're going to watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, this is going to be the first one that we've done off of Netflix. I've got the DVD of this, the 10th anniversary DVD.
The box set.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome, but, you know, it's convenient. It's right here on Netflix. I don't have to get past any trailers or anything. You don't have to hit the fucking button
and have it misfire.
Yeah, I just have to hit play once, and we should be good
and
to go.
And we're pretty much there. So if you guys want, fire it up.
Yeah, I'll do the countdown. Before we start, just want to let you guys know again that you can find us on iTunes.
You got a hole in your shirt.
Do I got a hole in the shirt?
Yeah, you got it right in our armpit, dude. Look at that.
What a
brand new shirt.
Shit. Anyways, we're on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. We're on Facebook. We're
Twitter,
potentially coming to YouTube.
Yes, right?
That's a big project that Ken has been working on for us. And we're on a site called Zarban.com where they have a bunch of different audio commentaries like this as well. So you can find us all over the place. I think we're going to go ahead and count it down. I'll count from 3 down to 1. And say play, and then you guys hit play. We'll hit play, and everybody's going to watch the movie together.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to try to finish this Old English High Gravity 800 during the course of the movie. I can't make any promises. I did get extra bombed last night, so, I mean, it could be a slow drinking day.
I was right there with you, man.
You were right there with me.
I was day drinking.
All the way.
With lesbians yesterday. It was phenomenal.
I helped you out with that, yeah.
You did, yeah. You came over.
That's what good brothers do, is they help each other out.
Hey, fucking like violent that. Video games, watch the aliens.
Well, I brought that Shock Top chocolate winter lager
stuff. Yeah, good.
That's good beer.
I know, the chicks didn't like it, though.
Well, more for you.
More for us, exactly.
More for you. You know what they do like that you like? What? Pussy.
Who would Megan drink it and was like, blah?
No.
I know Dutch tried it.
Yeah, Dutch tried it and didn't like it. Angelica tried it and was like, eh. She said it was interesting, which is a nice way of saying I don't like it, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she said the first time she had sex with a man. Apparently.
Yeah.
Because she likes chicks, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a lesbian.
They're all into chicks. All
right.
All into chicks over there. It's great. All
right. Let's count it down. You guys ready to get
into
this?
Yes, we are.
I think we've gone off the rails a little bit. All right. So 3, 2, 1, play.
And it's loading. This is great.
Yep, here we, look at there.
Holy cow.
Now your start time might vary depending upon your download speeds.
Yeah, and
We got your clown. Oh, goddamn clowns.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
You know, Vuskew had made another movie. I think it was after Clerks. It was right around the Clerks time about a guy who's like a party clown.
Yeah, the movie's called Vulgar.
Yeah.
I
have not seen it.
I had it on DVD at one point, and I think I might have traded it in. I tried watching it, and it was terrible, dude.
So he gets raped as a clown, right?
Yeah, like, there was just this really brutal, like, strange scene, and it made me very uncomfortable, so I stopped watching it. I think it was actually directed by Brian O'Halloran.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was Walt Flanagan.
It's one of those guys.
One of those two.
You know, the joke here, Kevin Smith says, is supposed to be that the dog took over the bed.
Okay.
Which happens. And that's why he slept in the closet.
Yeah.
All right.
It happens,
I mean,
man.
Shit. I mean, it's dark in that closet, so you
gotta
get that.
Each one of these things, the movie's broken up into 9 parts, like there we just saw Dante.
Mm-hmm.
Each part represents a circle of hell.
Yes. Yeah. I had read that. I think in watching the commentary for this, Kevin Smith mentioned that when he started making the movie, he wasn't a smoker. But by the time he finished making the movie, he was smoking 2 packs a day.
Jesus.
I mean, that's incredible. I guess, I don't know if it's just stressful or if it's just everybody around him was smoking.
It's stressful. He didn't sleep. It was 21 days of shooting, so he had to work at the convenience store during the day, close it down, and then shoot at night from like 10:30 to 5:30.
Yeah, I think they...
And they said
he'd sleep
like maybe an hour.
Yeah, he'd work from like 6 in the morning until like 10 at night and then film from... You know, overnight.
So he was actually working at that convenience store?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's dedication, you know?
Yeah.
And he's fucking snowballed that thing into something huge, so...
Yeah.
You can't...
And you know, when they showed it at a film festival, it played at like 9 o'clock at night on like a Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is the worst time to play a film. And it just so happened, somebody was in the crowd, saw it, and was like, hey, you got something here.
I mean, you know, it's funny to think about, like, when we were kids... Home video cameras were just kind of coming in. Like, now everybody's got them on their phones.
Oh,
You know, and there's free software out there to help you make movies and shit.
But, yeah,
back in the day, this was, like, what every kid that had, whose parents had a video camera was doing. They were making their own, like, action movies or whatever.
He actually did with film and edited it and did the whole, you know, went through the whole movie thing.
It just all comes out of that. It feels like it's very much that kind of vibe. Dan, is that a Mopar?
Nope,
that's an Oldsmobile,
Chevy.
Isn't it?
It's a Chevy.
It's a Chevy.
I think it is. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was like, who parks a motorcycle in their front yard, man? Okay.
Who doesn't? So, in kind of studying up for this, I actually kind of turned it into a Kevin Smith movie retrospective, and I ended up watching a bunch of different Kevin Smith movies. I watched Mallrats again. I watched Chasing Amy, which is my favorite Kevin Smith movie. I think it's his best
one. I've only ever seen that once.
It's a great movie, man.
I need to sit down with it again.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's Criterion.
I highly recommend it. Yeah. Yeah. I really do highly recommend it. And it's... Go ahead.
Oh, the name of the cat is Lenin's Tomb.
You've been waiting for that.
I fucking love that cat.
You love it. So, like, it was interesting as I was kind of doing that to go through and just watch how different his movies are now from what they were back then. Like, this, Mallrats, and Chasing Amy are all very similar. Right? Just the way that they're shot, the way... I mean, Chasing Amy actually has something to it, but just the way that they look, they're all very similar. And then you look now, and I don't think he's like...
The camera moves now.
Right, he's not the cameraman anymore, I don't think. So, like, if you watch Red State or Tusk, there's just a lot of motion,
I saw Tusk on... it's available on Amazon Prime.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've got it on Blu-ray over there if you want to borrow it.
I have not watched that yet, and I'm kind of... I'm scared to.
You know, it's... I like it for what... It is. You know, I'm not going to say it's a great movie. It's certainly not terrible. I really enjoyed watching the movie, but it's just totally different than anything he's ever done, you know, which is also why I liked Red State. You know, just completely
Red
different.
Red State was
than,
cool.
Yeah. Just completely different than, you know, this or Clerks 2 or whatever.
Clerks 2 is great. I watched that this week as well. And
yeah.
Big fan of that movie.
Yeah, I thought we were actually going to do Clerks 2 today.
Well...
I've never seen Clerks 2. I'm like, all right, cool.
A little surprise for you.
I haven't seen it, man.
The original.
I've seen this a bunch of times.
I was working at Bash's, a grocery store chain here in Arizona, in the deli, and a guy I worked with went, dude, I saw this movie last night, and there's a guy in there, and oh my God, it's you. He goes, go see this movie, Clerks, and there's a dude named Randall, and holy shit. Because at the time, I was like 21, fucking customers did nothing but piss me off. Leave me alone. I don't even want to be here. I hate this job. And that really reflected in my work.
Yeah, I think I mean, Dan, you still kind of deal with customers in the public and shit on a daily basis.
Yeah, I do.
I had a job selling computers, being a manager of a computer store back in the day, and, you know, I think we can all pretty much relate to what these guys go through. Sometimes you have those customers that are just really cool and they're easy to talk to and fun to deal with.
Right.
But the majority of them are just kind of pains in the ass.
They don't want to talk to you and you don't want to talk to them.
Exactly. Exactly. Or they're trying to rip you off or get something free out of you or whatever. So this speech here that this guy gives...
Was a death merchant?
...were Kevin Smith's views, basically, at the time that he wrote it, because he wasn't a smoker.
Yeah. And that is tripe, I do believe.
Okay.
They couldn't get a lung.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I mean, they're everywhere.
I mean, all you got to do is go to the cemetery, right? Maybe go to the hospital.
No, just the person like you. You've got two. Just use one of yours.
I'm attached to mine. You know what I mean?
Hey, your DualShock 4 has been disconnected.
Yeah, that happens with the PlayStation 4, so it doesn't waste the battery.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good stuff. So what is your what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie, Ken?
That's a tall order. Probably this. Mallrats is really good, though, you know? And Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back I really wasn't a fan of, because that was just talking to itself. That was you watch that movie if you're a fan of the other movies, and it's all inside jokes.
I love that movie. I thought that movie was just fucking hilarious.
It was fun, but it was just like, you know, them goofing on themselves. So it wasn't bad, but I just dig this because, you know, this is the one we identified with. This movie, you know, 94, we're talking, did I define the 90s? No, but really was, you watch this and you're like, this is exactly what it was like. This is exactly what life was.
It takes you right back to that time.
Totally.
Yeah,
you know,
it's kind of like, it was like just boring time. There wasn't a whole lot going on, you know.
And it was, yeah, I was 21.
This and somebody was talking about American Beauty last week. It's like American Beauty, and pretty much that was the era, you know. It was boring, safe, blah, 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 you know.
I haven't watched American Beauty in a long fucking time. I need to go back and watch that movie again.
Yeah.
That was kind of Spacey's breakout movie after Seven, or was that before Seven?
No, it was after Seven. We did Seven for Throwback Thursday last week, and we were talking. Seven is probably his first like big breakout role. Is kind of what we decided.
Yeah.
But then American Beauty came out. I think that came out in the early 2000s.
It was 99.
Was it 99?
Yeah.
So not long after Seven, I guess. Seven was 95. So.
I think it was 99. I don't know.
But yeah, that was definitely his...
American Beauty was like 97, 98 maybe.
That's a good movie, man. Shit.
I'm trying to think where I was living at the time. I had a bit of a video problem. I'd go to the video store every night and rent three movies.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The ex and I, it got to the point where we'd walk in and it's like, we've seen everything.
Yeah.
And then he'd start walking down the aisles going, what's this Run Lola Run movie?
Yeah.
I'll pick this up. And started discovering all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah, I kind of went through that phase as well. Like, I'd go to Best Buy, and they always had movies that were like...
It's Snowball.
Scott Mosier. They would always have movies that were, like, on sale for $9, $9.99. And at the time, that was super cheap for a DVD, because DVDs were, like, $20 or $30. And, like, you would just buy, like, weird fucking movies. That's how I discovered American Psycho, right? Like, I remembered seeing the commercials for it when it came out. But it was just in the theater for, like, a week or two,
it seemed.
And I was like, you know, I always wanted to watch this movie. So I picked it up for super cheap on DVD and watched it. You'd find all sorts of movies
Did you find Chopper that way also?
I found Chopper because there was MTV Cribs, right? They were talking to, like, fucking Frodo. What's his name? Elijah Wood.
Sean. Anyway.
No. They were with Seth Green, and Seth Green was... They went to the video store with him.
Oh, okay.
And were like... He's like, all right, here's my three favorite movies, and Chopper was one of them. And I had heard a bunch of people say that Chopper was really fucking cool, so... But, yeah, I picked it up for, like, $8 or something like that at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, super cheap.
Yeah, really cool movie. So, there's a lot of misses that you get, though, too. Like,
ooh.
Like there's a movie called 29 Palms or something like that that's got Chris O'Donnell in it that's just fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just some...
You know, your thing is really taking the bullet. Like, you really go out on the limb.
I do.
And go, wonder what this movie is, wonder what that movie is. And this is one of those type of movies where I only found out about it because a guy I worked with saw it at Valley Art Theater.
Yeah.
And was like, dude, check it out. And I don't think I ever went to the theater to see it. You know, it was one of those limited engagement kind of things.
Yeah.
But definitely when it came out on VHS, it was you buy it and go, oh my God. It was just it was life changing. It was, you know, it was holy crap, look at this. It's like this guy's making a movie that like talks to us.
Yeah.
Made it for, she is so fucking hot.
Made it for $28,000. And it made, what, like $3 million in theaters
million,
or something?
$3 million, yeah, you're
so,
right.
You know, it's interesting. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that she is so fucking hot.
Yeah. She's pretty attractive.
I prefer the other one that shows up towards the end that has sex,
sex with the dead guy.
I prefer her. Or the milkmaid.
That's Grace Smith.
It's Kevin Smith's mom.
Yeah.
Dan, what's your favorite Kevin Smith movie?
Was Red State Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I do Red State or Jay and Bob Strike Back or...
I really like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, too. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious all the way through.
I don't really commit to favorites too much.
I think one of my... one of the ones that's way up there is Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
You know what?
Yeah,
my God, you're right.
That.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's my favorite one.
And it's funny, too.
That's
like,
it.
I don't think he's a big fan of it. I don't think... He doesn't hate it, right? Like, but I... He kind of talks about how he made that in a time where it was a little bit weird, and he almost talks down about it.
It was handled poorly. It was marketed...
Yes.
...so bad.
Yeah. And maybe the problem was it was like...
And the title. If he changed the title and it was something else...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what the movie was about.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Zach and Miri made a porno.
That was it.
But yeah, we watched that the first time. Like, I bought it on Blu-ray, watched it at your place...
We watched it twice.
Laughed our
back
asses
back.
Off. Yeah. Then Nell came over and we watched it with her again immediately. Yeah. And we were about to watch it like a third time before I think somebody passed out.
That's one thing I forgot about the 90s. Always just seeing the tops of the porno things.
The skin mags behind the counter.
And I got, I'm just bringing it up on my phone now.
I know, right? It's amazing that people still buy like Playboy and Penthouse and Hustler.
They're still on the shelf.
I can't imagine, dude.
That's like saving the images on your computer. Why would you do that? You don't have
to. You don't have to. You just go to the site.
You find them.
Boom.
And next time you'll find something even weirder that you didn't know you were into.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, wow.
It's just a rabbit hole of porn.
Yeah, the internet is just, so I'm going to go click on this and see what happens.
It's like, huh.
Ugh. Yeah, so about Clerks 2, I really enjoyed it as well, except for that donkey scene, man. I just can't take it. It's a little, even though they don't show anything, it's just like too graphic.
A little over the top.
Yeah.
But I like how, you know, Dante and Randall, like, it really defines their relationship. Like, they really sit there and kind of hash it all out.
And yeah, and I do like how, like, everything's going on during that scene, right? Like, the fire guy, the fire department shows up. Rosario Dawson shows up. Fucking his wife, his fiance shows up. It all kind of, like, comes together during that scene. It's just, I don't know, man. It puts a weird taste in my mouth.
No pun intended.
Seeing Kinky Kelly and the stud getting ready to go at it. But I do really enjoy it. I did like it. I had only watched it maybe once or twice. Until this week, and I watched it again this week, and was like, wow, this really is a good movie.
The first time I saw it, I was the same way. I wasn't a big fan, but now that I've, you know, watched it again, I'm like, you know what, this is not bad.
So I'm going to go ahead and say my least favorite is Cop Out.
Wow.
Right?
Did we even make it through that?
You got it for me for my birthday one year, like when it came out.
And it had the audio commentary. It's like the pop-out audio commentary.
Right, the maximum movie mode.
Right.
And the movie is like an hour and a half long movie. But with the maximum movie mode on, it's like 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
So me and Ken were like, all right, we're going to watch this. It's going to be awesome. And next thing I know, like, we're 45 minutes in. He's passed out. I'm nodding in and out. I was like, ugh.
We were like, fuck this.
So I've never, like, just watched the movie by itself. But watching what I saw
wasn't a good time.
Didn't impress me.
Watchmen's got a really good maximum movie mode.
Yeah, it really does.
I've spent some time with that.
Yeah, it's some good shit.
So what's the maximum movie mode? That's like special editions?
It like pauses
scenes.
The movie, and then the director like comes out and goes, okay, like they'll have the movie like in the background, and he'll be standing there going, all right, when we're doing this scene, he'll talk about the scene and stuff,
okay,
and maybe like show storyboards or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's really cool, man.
So it's like an extended commentary, but they pause the movie to do it? Wow.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, the one for The Watchmen is really good. The other Zack Snyder movie that has it is Sucker Punch.
Okay. Yeah.
That's really the
one Sucker
on that
Punch
is really
has
good.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he did it for
But how would
Man
you know?
Steel.
The movie's so freaking weird anyway. How would you even know?
I really enjoy that movie, dude. I'm not going to lie. And then Man of Steel has it as well. So I think it's pretty much a Zack Snyder thing at this point.
Huh. I got this cramp in my leg. I found a bump. I hope it's not a blood clot and it's like kind of jar loose and right in my fucking noggin and then, you know, Ken's dead, baby.
Lights out, man.
That's it.
So this movie was originally rated NC-17 and they hired Alan Dershowitz from O.J. Simpson's defense group to fight that rating, and the ratings board dropped it to a rated R without them having to make a single cut.
No kidding.
And the reason they think it got that NC-17 rating was because of the 37 dicks conversation that's about to happen here and the snowballing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because there's nothing graphic in it. I mean, there's...
Okay, no,
it's just words.
Okay, you see a boner under a sheet.
Right.
They allude to having sex, you know,
having sex with a dead guy.
Yep. Yeah. And if you look at this now, like even the verbiage that's used in it is super fucking tame compared to what's in movies
now. It's primetime network TV stuff.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. They could probably show this movie on Comedy Central uncut.
Oh yeah.
It broke so many like rules. It kind of introduced like the subject matter they're bringing up, the stuff they're talking about, real conversations you're having with
people
your friends.
Actually would have these conversations.
Especially the people we knew. I used to hang out with. Jesus Christ. It's $1.95 for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And maybe why I got the rating, all the exposing the kids to cigarettes, man.
Nowadays here in Arizona, a pack is almost $8.
Good God, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so I buy
it. Why would you do that?
Man, once a week.
Jesus Christ, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, back then.
She didn't snowball them. I snowballed them.
Oh, man.
You sucked that guy's dick.
You almost have to wonder if this is a benchmark in independent films, too, right?
Oh, this scene.
Like, did they take off after this?
It just...
After Clerks?
What, independent films?
Yeah, I mean, independent movies were around, obviously, and have been for a long time. But, like, I'll bet this is kind of the one that got people being like, holy shit, maybe we should watch these kind of movies. The general public, as opposed to just, like, film snobs and whatnot.
Right, because Kevin Smith had seen Slacker, which I still have not watched yet.
Yeah,
I've seen it 100 times at the video store, never once picked it up. And that movie inspired him. That's when he went, well, shit, I can do this.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of what jump-started Robert Redford with the Sundance Channel. You know, it was all independent films.
Yeah, you're right. Now you've got IFC and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, you talk about video stores, and Randall works at the video store, obviously. There probably aren't a whole lot of video stores around these days, either.
There's Red Boxes.
There are Red Boxes.
Which people still hit. Blows me away. Yeah.
But it's not going into a store and, like, walking down the aisles, like you were saying, and just look at different movies. And like, when I was a kid growing up, every Friday night we'd go, my parents would rent a movie, and then one week my sister would get to pick one, and then the next week I'd get to pick one. And we'd just go back and forth like that. And, like, you don't have that experience anymore.
Yeah. No.
It's just all off of Netflix or potentially Redbox for brand new movies and shit. But
In a row. And another thing is, like, new convenience stores. There's all gas station convenience store mix, you know?
There's one right down the street on Alma School and Ray.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Just a standalone.
It's called a Wild Water and Ice. Yeah, and it's, you know.
Yeah, that's a water
store. Oh, you're right.
It's not a water store, but I mean,
they specialize in water.
I thought that was like a 7-Eleven.
And it's rare to walk into a convenience store these days and find like hard liquor behind the counter. There's that place on Priest and Warner.
Okay.
You can go in there and they've got fucking bottles behind the counter, but it's a rare thing if you're a raging alcoholic. Convenience stores don't hold up for you anymore. CVS, Walgreens.
Walgreens is getting out of. I know CVS stopped carrying tobacco products.
They did, yeah.
Oh, really?
There were a few Walgreens a while back. They were
sucking a dick on the way to the parking lot.
Alcohol, but then they realized, here, lose
it. Smiles.
Get back here. Yeah, the problem is if you go to like CVS or Walgreens or something for booze, you're paying out the ass for it. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
A small bottle of like Crown is $80 there, basically. It's insane.
Yeah. Customers like this? God.
It's like, hey,
stop,
you know
being
what?
A dick.
I don't work for the guy. The guy doesn't work with me. You want to complain? Complain to him.
I know it's funny, dude. Like, we used to deal with people all the time that would come in and be like, I've worked in retail for 15 years.
Blah,
and I would never treat a customer like this.
Yeah.
My question is, why were you there 15 years?
Well, so I did it for 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, I enjoyed it for the most part until the very end. But my whole thing is now when I deal with people, it's like, you got to keep that in mind that they just have a shitty job, right?
It
sucks. And you. If they're not being an asshole to you, then there's no need to be an
asshole.
Well,
and you know what I do is I stand up for them. And I can't tell you how many times, okay, maybe like 3 or 4, where I've been in a situation where I can see the customer in front of me is just being an absolute asshole to the guy behind the counter.
Yep.
And the guy behind the counter has to smile and take shit. And I will go, hey, you're being a fucking dick. he's only being nice to you because he has to be. I don't. So you know what? Fuck you, you're an asshole. Stop treating him like shit. Just get the hell out of here. We have other things to do, pal. Yes. I don't want to deal with you fucking yelling at somebody. Go be an asshole somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people just need to take their day out on somebody, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
So I just, you know, try to make it as pleasant as possible for both of us. But, like, we have a mutual friend that we'll discuss later that if he feels like he's being mistreated and he was in the same business as us, may still be in the same business as us.
I think I know who you're referring to.
And he will just treat him like shit. Like, I've done this for blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, you're the people that we fucking hated when we worked there. Like, Don't
not
be that
at all,
way.
Man. I empathize with the people. Yeah. I know what it's like to have a shit job.
Right.
Dude, I have had a multitude of shit jobs.
I mean, you go into a place like that around Christmas time, and they're busy as shit,
and you know
they've just got shit shoveled down their throat for 12 hours straight. Just
so it
nice.
Takes like 20 Jeez, minutes man. For Randall to show up.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's funny it takes him so long. And Kevin Smith was originally going to play Randall.
That's right.
Which he says that's why Randall has most of the funniest lines, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You know what I like about Randall? It's his line delivery. He is, and this is a bold statement coming from Ken here, one of my favorite cinematic characters of all time.
Really?
Flat out. I could listen to that guy just fucking talk all day.
Okay.
The inflection in his voice is just not based on anything. It's like, it's original.
No yeah, I mean, he's a great character, that's for sure, man. So of the, like, 50 people that are in this movie, only two of them had actually done any acting before.
Right, yeah.
So, and they're probably, like, bit characters, I'm sure. I think Dante's girlfriend is one of them. I think she had been in some stuff before. And I don't know who the other one is, but everybody else, nobody's acted before.
And Randall supposedly took off, man. He made a movie and got into things. He married that girl, the hot girl who plays his girlfriend.
Yep, they are no longer together.
I think went south real bad.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure what the details are, but I've heard, like, on the first audio commentary, he's not in a lot of shit for a while.
Yeah.
He is pretty much persona non grata of anything that Kevin Smith does until Clerks 2.
Okay, so you think him and Kevin...
I don't think
Wait,
it was him and Kevin.
Is that Crystal Pepsi back there?
No way.
No.
That would make sense.
Oh, yeah, it was that time, dude.
God, didn't you remember the SNL skit where they did Crystal Gravy? Where it was a clear gravy?
Dude, there's a video of somebody on YouTube that buys a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. This was like 3 years ago. So he bought this bottle of Crystal Pepsi from like 1993 or 94 or whatever, and it's all like yellowed and shit. And he slams it, dude. Just slams it. And he's sitting there, and it's like 2 minutes later, he's like, all right, that's not sitting so well. I probably shouldn't have done that. Like, he tastes it, and he's like, it tastes a little mothy, blah, blah, blah. And then it shows, like, 5 minutes later, and he's like,
oh, he's got the sweats?
That was a bad idea. And then it's like 10 minutes later, and he's just like, oh! And just puking all over the table, dude. And it's all crystal
clear.
Pepsi coming
It'd be all clear.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, you just want to punch the guy in the face because he's a douchebag in the way he talks, but it's one of the funniest things about
it. Yeah, it's like your body is just telling you, yeah, you made a mistake, pal.
Yeah, you shouldn't have drank that. That's old.
Speaking of mistakes, I'm almost halfway done with this. King Kong. I want to say halfway. I'm a good third at least.
Yeah, you're jamming through pretty quick.
I've been chugging.
You're smart. You're trying to get it while it's cold.
And, yeah.
I'm afraid of the way
fast.
Mine tastes.
You know what? Do you have any chill glasses? Because
I do.
I don't want to be an animal and drink this stuff straight out of the bottle.
All right, let me go grab one for you.
Okay.
When we did the our Beer Fest episode, we were drinking out of Das Boot.
Oh, my God.
And we had Stella.
It was Stella, because that was the anniversary. Because the reason why I bought the Stella, that was the anniversary of, the 100-year anniversary of the Germans marching through that place.
Paris or something?
No, where Stella's from.
World War,
country that the Germans marched through.
Anyway, when I drank that Das Boot, it was pretty harsh. This is kind of ranking right up there with it.
Yeah. That glass, I'm not going to lie, has been in the freezer, chilling, for...
You know what?
8 months.
Wow.
I appreciate it, man.
Chilled 8 months.
I've never actually poured fine malt liquor like this into a glass.
That foamed big time on your ass.
This is 3/4 foam.
You should have taken your time with that a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm too excited.
So there was a time when I went to Vegas with my buddy Nick. This is when I lived in California. You remember Big Nick Sloan,
yeah.
We went to Vegas for New Year's. This would have been 2002, the year before you and I started.
Okay, this is one of my favorite scenes right here.
Okay, yep.
The litany of porn titles that fly out of his
mouth.
So
the kid wants Happy Scrappy Hero Pop.
Yeah. So the thing is, when they filmed this, he wouldn't say the porn titles with her and the kid present.
Yeah.
So you'll notice when he starts saying the titles,
it zooms in on him.
It's a close-up on him.
She was one of those chicks that you knew who was like 22, 23 years old, already had a kid who was like 3.
I think that is, I think it's Mosier's sister. It's somebody's sister.
God, look at that 90s.
Yeah.
Look at that 90s going on.
That's not just 90s. That's Jersey 90s, dude.
Yeah, that's Aquanet.
I came on Eileen.
We need to start Googling these titles to see if any of them actually.
And if they were out before.
There's Evil Dead 2 back there.
I saw
see that? Yeah.
I saw it.
Wow.
All holes filled with hard cock. Oh, Randall. He's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, he's, like I said, one of my favorite characters of all time.
employee phone, and it's a pay phone. Jesus Christ.
And only employees could use it.
Yeah, most kids now have never experienced
it. Oh, my God, film. Film?
Wow, look at that.
Film? Yeah. Holy shit.
God damn, dude. 21 years since this movie came out.
So Lennon's tomb apparently really shit in this scene.
That's the rumor.
I don't know how you make a cat shit on command, but whatever cat wrangler they had hired to do that.
Did a great
one
job.
One talented son of a bitch.
Look at him just jump right in there.
Yeah, do you just sit and wait? Like,
he's so comfortable, man.
Well, if there's a box, the cat will go to the box.
Yes.
We all know this. Yes. They've done it with lions and tigers. Put a box in their cage, they crawl into the box.
There you go.
And there you go. Yeah, that guy's just like...
So I wonder if they did...
look at him, Jesus, like, hello.
I wonder if they just filmed Cat doing it and then put the... And then, like, superimpose, like, two things.
There was no superimpose.
Yeah, there was no budget. There was no computers. I mean, this is like...
Later on, you'll see what Kevin Smith refers to as the only special effect in Clerks. Oh, man. Yeah, this is a funny little movie, dude. What a great way to start your career, you know?
Yeah.
Just having fun. Just screwing around.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, Mallrats was just panned when it came out. Mallrats is actually the first Kevin Smith movie that I had seen. And that wasn't until, like, probably 2000, 2001.
Wow.
So then that made me want to go back and watch Clerks and then Chasing Amy and everything else that came out since. Dogma.
Dogma was good. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's another really good one.
Man, adjustable hats, man.
You know, those are back big time, dude.
I remember getting my first fitted hat. I'm like, this is the shit.
It's the way to go,
I'm never going back to that strap, man.
Yeah, me either.
Dude, Nike high tops?
So you're saying 2002, you and Nick Sloan, Vegas.
Yeah, so we stopped at the store on the way up. It might have been Church. Now that I think about it, it might have been Lee's Discount Liquor.
On the corner of Sunset and Sunset.
The center of the universe. Oh. And we each bought 240s and drank 240s that night. This was like the day before New Year's Eve.
And, that would be the 30th of December.
The 30th of December. And I was bombed out of my mind after the first one, and I don't remember drinking the second one.
Wow. It's kind of the way to do it.
Cool. Yeah.
Get it over with. I love this song.
I'll tell you is ticking clock berserker.
Did he say making fuck?
What say the name of his band was? The song was Berserker, but...
Fuck You American Yankee or some shit like that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
The shirt that Jason Lee wears in Mallrats is a combination of him, his cousin, and Dante.
Oh.
It's like an amalgamation of both their heads
good
combined
word
together.
Usage.
Yeah, I do what I can.
He's like, it's beautiful, man.
What's great is how he's so into it when he sings it.
And he also says, he does this, would you like to suck my cock to the fucking snowball guy?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Man, you would be surprised.
Yeah.
Stonewashed jeans. It's black and white, but you can tell they're stonewashed.
Oh, yeah, big time. I did like in Clerks 2 how at the end it fades back into black and white.
That
was pretty cool.
Yeah, such a good movie.
Yeah, there's some good shit there for sure.
Is that the Weekly World News over there? Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
A gentleman by the name
of
Ed...
fattest man...
Ed Anger used to have an article in there, and they put all of his articles into a book called Let's Pave the Stupid Rainforest and Give Teachers Handguns.
Okay.
It's an amazing book.
All right.
Got the Slim Jims. You got the variety. Still the variety of Slim Jims back
then.
Get
them Slam Jams.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, here we go. The Star Wars conversation.
Yep. Blast.
Jay just got me my birthday was recently.
Yoo-hoo!
Jay just picked me up a t-shirt. It has a picture of Darth Vader's arm on it, and it says, warning, choking hazard.
I saw it, and I figured it was something you have to kind of think about, right?
It is.
You're a Vader guy.
I love Darth Vader. I'm wearing a t-shirt with Darth Vader on it, and it says, your father, like, you know, the Godfather.
There you go. So I was like, this one, it's a Vader shirt, but it doesn't have his face on it. It's something you got to think about a
little
bit.
Right. Yeah, you're going to know. It's like, either you're going to know this, or you're not going to know this.
Right. And if you don't, fuck off.
Then you know what? You're not a friend of mine. Drinking Yoo-Hoo.
I mean, we could have made White Trash Russians, right? I forgot that Yoo-Hoo was in
it. We could have. Yeah, we could have done that.
That's always a bad movie.
I haven't seen Yoo-Hoo in a while. Is it still around?
If you go to Costco, you can buy like a pallet of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
For like $3.
I got a Costco card.
$3 for a pallet of Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Actually, you finally got one out. I've done it like two or three times so far.
Dear.
This stuff is...
high gravity. That's what it is.
It is. It is high gravity.
Yeah.
It's dense.
I remember watching a Dr. Dre video when I was a kid. It must have been for like Nothing But a G thing. And they go to a party, and he opens up the refrigerator, and the entire refrigerator is stocked full of 40s. And I was like, that's going to be me when I grow up.
I thought that was Don't Be a Menace, South Central.
That might be in that too. I fucking love that movie.
It might be. I don't like that movie at all.
You don't like Don't Be a Menace of South Central or Drinking Your Juice in the Hood?
No.
Break yourself!
I don't like that movie. I like the part where... I figured you would love that movie. I love how he's older than his dad. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't stand that movie. And it's... I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. I can't stand either.
I've never seen that one.
You're not missing a damn thing.
No, that's...
I feel like those are movies that somebody said was funny to somebody once, and everybody then was like, oh yeah, it's hilarious, I gotta watch it, and they watch it, and they don't think it's funny, but they say it's funny anyways. That's what I feel about those movies.
You know, it does make a good point about Jedi here, about... And this really kind of swayed me more towards the Empire, being a fan of the Empire,
okay,
than the Rebellion. Maybe I was 21 years old, I was very influential at the time. But also, I went, you know what, they're making sense. Those guys fucking come out of nowhere and blow up a military installation,
yeah,
a government military installation,
yep,
and we're rooting for them? They're like the fucking ISIS. They're like fucking the Taliban of space.
I don't know if I go that far.
Then you have to go, well, how in hell are they getting all their shit? How are they paying for all
of
this?
Well, what it is, if you see in the earlier movie, on the time frame, the earlier movies, is that it's all surplus, man. Just like the guys are getting today. It's all military surplus.
Shit that's been lying around.
Yeah. And they're getting creative with it. Same thing to the ISIS and those guys.
They're getting creative with it.
It's all surplus. It's
all crap lying around and went, oh.
Yeah,
let's grab this.
Yeah, it's like I wrote a report, goddamn, I was in high school, about Saddam Hussein. All of his mustard gas was World War I surplus.
No shit.
Yeah. Huh. Crazy shit.
And it's kind of like if we had never been in the Middle East and had wars going on over there, those motherfuckers wouldn't have the shit they do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because we left shit lying around, the Russians left shit lying around.
But we wouldn't have their oil and their weird porn then. Because that's most of our weird porn comes from those guys.
The Middle East?
Oh, yeah.
I've never really seen any Middle Eastern porn.
Well, you don't. They can't star themselves because, you know, Allah would punish them. So what they do is the ideas get out. And
the scene is, yeah. Oh, my God. He just doesn't fucking care.
He doesn't fucking care.
I don't watch movies.
I don't appreciate your ruse.
Your cunning attempt to trick me. You're not allowed to rent here anymore.
I mean, it is impressive as hell. So I wonder.
And then he's doing the dick suck move in the window.
Yeah. So he didn't know Jeff Anderson before they filmed this, right? Like, I think he auditioned Jeff Anderson.
I do believe he did.
He did know him, or he auditioned?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't paying any attention.
I don't appreciate your ruse, man.
You're cunning attempt. And I hope it feels good. I love doing that shit. I mean, like, I learned so much from this guy's personality.
You know what's a great movie too that kind of goes along the same vein as Waiting?
You know what? And I am not a fucking... Who was a comedian? Dane Cook?
Dane Cook? Me either. I'm
not
that guy.
A fan of him, but goddamn, he is great in that movie.
That movie is hilarious, dude. It's funny as shit. And it's got the coolest man in Hollywood in it, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Ryan's pretty awesome.
He was married to and banged Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, really?
A lot.
Wow.
And now he's married to Blake Lively. So he's married to two of the hottest women on Earth.
He's hitting all the bases, man.
He's doing a good job. He's making
it. You think he went ass to mouth?
He didn't go ass to mouth. Walt Flanagan, comic book man.
There he is.
Right there. I think he plays a couple different characters in this movie, too, right?
I haven't watched Comic Book Man in a while.
Dude, that show's great.
It's like, having worked at a comic book store for a while, for many fucking years, it's accurate up to a point, but it doesn't... There's an envelope. There's a line that they don't fucking cross. And that is, like, the customers. The shit that goes on. There's so much more to it. Like, oh, that's his sister.
Kevin Smith's sister?
Yeah. Virginia.
All right, I can see
that. She manually masturbates caged animals for artificial insemination.
All right.
I use that line way more than I probably should and have since I've seen this movie. You know, you go to a party or whatever, and you're, you know, people are trying to make small talk with you, and they're just kind of assholes, and you really don't want to know them. You're there because there's free beer. And you tell them, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I manually masturbate caged animals for artificial insemination. And do it with a straight face. And stick to it.
I'll tell you...
And if they seem like they're interested, You just start upping the animal. Like last week, we had to do a bear.
With, let me try to get this back away from masturbation of animals or insemination of animals. With Comic Book Man, what I found is like the first season is, I think the episodes are an hour long.
No, they're half.
Yeah, there's a season or a couple episodes at least that are like 45 minutes.
All right.
Right? That's too long, and a half hour is not long enough. It's one of those weird shows. It needs to be like a 45-minute TV show. So the episode is actually like, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what I find weird.
What does purgation mean?
I have no idea.
Look it up, man.
This is hilarious. This is great.
Yeah. That kid now is like 30.
Yeah.
Is that fucking weird?
Well, this movie is 21 years old.
So probably 26, 27.
Fucking 21 years old, dude. Because I'm 42.
Yeah, because my dad used to send me into the store to buy cigarettes for him.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, you got to show me some IDs. Like, my dad's sitting right out there. Like, you got to. I'll sell them to you, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Right, yeah. So, or you go to Comiskey Park, and, you know, dad's like, hey, go grab me some beer. I'm like, really? So you fucking go up there and buy beer. You could, because they were like, it's for my dad. And you're like fucking nine, you know? And they're like, yeah, kid, you're not, literally, this really is for your dad. Here you go. That's and it wasn't like, you know, I got to go pee. Yeah, the bathroom's over there. Remember where we're sitting? Remember the seats? Okay, go.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Yeah, if you got any problems, just look for Andy Fran.
Yeah, look for Andy Fran.
So I was thinking the other day, my sister's oldest kid is 14. She does not let them stay at home by themselves.
What?
I am positive that when I was 10 years old, my parents would go out for a night on the town or do whatever and just leave me and my sister there.
Our grandparents lived upstairs from us, so it really wasn't an issue. I mean, like, Dan and I were going to burn the fucking place down anyway.
Right, but it's like, they're coddled. There's Walt Flanagan again.
There he is.
Kids are coddled, like, so much now. It's ridiculous, dude. Like, my niece is 2 years away from driving, and she can't stay at home by herself? Like, she can't be trusted to take care of her and her brother?
Yeah, what's going
to
happen when we're out in the real world and fucking shit hits the fan? They won't know what to do.
Right.
There's a song by Metallica called Dyer's Eve that exactly fucking discusses that.
It's like you forget your wallet and your cell phone, you lose sight of your house, and you freak out. Like, oh, my God.
I was driving here and went, oh, shit, I forgot my cell phone. I almost turned around to grab it, and I went, you know what?
It's nice to not have it right now.
You know what? Fuck it, man. I don't have a leash on me right now. Of course, that means on the way home, I'll get in a horrible car accident and need the cell phone.
No, you won't need it because somebody else will call.
You're 3 miles away from here, and there's constant traffic on the fucking road.
Yeah, I should be okay.
Yeah.
I should be fine.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's like I forgot my wallet the other day. And I'm like, wow, now I can sit flat now. Awesome. That's about it.
We're going. He forgets his wallet, and I'm like, "Let's go to Santan after bowling." He's like, "What if I get carded?"
Because they'll card you.
I started laughing.
I'm 37 years old. Yeah. We got carded like 4 times last night.
Yeah, I got carded.
Oh, there she is. There's Grace.
There's Grace, Kevin's mom. I got carded the other night at a restaurant, and I was like,
"Wow!"
I was wearing my baseball hat and the braces.
Oh, Jay has braces now, boys and girls.
Getting these bitches straight.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing.
Got Under Siege,
deep cover.
League of Their
deep
Own.
Deep cover with Lawrence
There was Death Becomes Her.
Boomerang.
Oh, my gosh.
A League of Their Own, yep.
Innocent Blood.
Digstown.
I saw that
deep
in the theater.
So those must all be Weinstein movies, huh? Or Miramax movies.
Yeah, you know what?
Deep Cover.
Cold Heaven.
Was a terrible movie.
Dude, Kid and Play with the fucking hair.
Heavy Metal was on there.
House Party.
It was House Party.
Yeah, those movies are great, too.
Edgewater.
That said Beach and Cabana, though, not Hotel and Casino.
Ooh, Big Jugs Magazine.
Ooh, Jugs Magazine. Oh, man.
Yeah, this is their train war stories with the, customer war stories. I can't really, probably shouldn't tell mine because I get, like, rated on customer service and shit, so.
It's funny to see how young they look here compared to Clerks 2.
Yeah.
When did Clerks 2 come out? It's like 2007? So it was 12 years
later? Sure. Maybe 10 years later.
Okay. All right. And now he's getting ready to make Mallrats 2.
Right.
And he's going to make Clerks 3.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
Now she's kind of fell off the wagon a little bit. She's not as hot looking.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm telling you, dude. She's a poor man's Shannon Doherty, in my opinion.
Yeah, she's
not even that.
And I'm not a fan of Shannon Doherty either.
No, she's not even that. Maybe. I don't know.
I think there's some Shannon Doherty going on there.
It could be.
She looks like a midget.
Yeah, she's under 5'3".
Yeah, definitely.
Or under 5 feet.
She might be 4'11", dude. She might be 4'11".
It's possible. You know, if you're under 5 foot tall, I forgot what states it. I don't know, it's every state, but if you're under 5 foot tall, by the time you're 18 years old, you're considered disabled, and you get free parking.
Really?
Get cool parking, man.
No shit.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, what about, like, remember Tiana? She was, like, 4'11".
Yeah, she might. might have asked him, hey, put 5-0
on there.
You know
what? Her twin, Brianna, was also 4'11".
Wow.
They were the same height.
Yeah.
They were identical.
They would touch their tongues together. That was their twin trick.
Yeah. Wonder tongue powers activate.
Wonder tongue powers activate. Nice.
I'm going to say that next time I'm chowing box.
All right.
Wonder tongue powers activate.
Oh, man.
Malaise.
Yeah, I don't think I saw Randall again until Clerks 2, and then he's in Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
That's right, he is.
I'm like, hey, fuck the shit out of you, ref.
It's okay. It's my cousin.
Yeah, man, he aged. Well, he aged, you know?
I mean, everybody ages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I look a lot different now than I did when I was 21.
I probably look
better. Mainly because I weighed 145 pounds when I was 21.
Yeah, I finally changed the battery in my scale this morning.
Yeah?
I haven't gained any weight. Still 180, bam, done.
All right. We're on the money.
What the hell is that blue thing over there?
What blue thing that?
This is a...
What'd you buy, Jay?
This is a tuner for your guitar. You put it on a guitar and strum a note. It tells you what the note is.
It looks like something you clamp on your balls and plug up your butthole.
It really does, doesn't it?
That's what it looks like.
All right.
Butt plug.
I mean, you can try that if you
want. I'm not going to try that.
It's only $13.
Dude, it's yours.
Snark tuner.
I don't want to get your butt cooties on me.
I think the battery's dying on it.
It vibrates?
No.
No, okay.
It doesn't.
You got Zippo fluid down there. You got... Wow.
Misties?
What's a Misty?
Super. They're cigarettes that are like super fucking thin and long.
Like a Virginia Slim?
Cigarette.
Kinda.
Like, we're talking thin, dude. We're talking like popsicles, like a sucker.
Okay.
Like that thin, a sucker stick.
My mom used to smoke Virginia Slims, and they were super skinny, but they were like...
Way long.
Yeah, foot long. Yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous. Randall's just...
Don't blame it's not yours. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And these fucking payphones, man, those things are going away. I mean,
so the term I'm not even supposed to be here today is said 5 times during the movie.
That's it.
And I think it's only said once during Clerks 2. That I only heard him say it once.
Yeah.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Red Man Tobacco.
That's like
Indian on it.
That's real fucking tobacco too. That's
the red stringy. Yeah, the
string. Oh, that's
yeah,
like fucking
big
no
league, it's
bark.
Like Big League Chew, but actual tobacco.
Yeah.
I tell you, I went Big League Chew crazy.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, there's a candy store in Chandler, Arizona called Sweeties, and they have, it's like Costco, but with candy, and it's everything you can possibly think of. We're talking Zots. We're talking Pop Rocks. Not just, they have a couple of Pop Rocks. Every flavor of
my
Pop
favorite,
Rocks.
My favorite
the
Pop Rock
one.
Is watermelon.
They got it.
Watermelon Pop Rocks. Oh, here's the hockey scene.
Why are you taping up your stick like day of game? Wouldn't that be done already?
Well, I mean, they got to show that they're preparing to play hockey.
And why use a ball? Like, we used to use... They make these hollow plastic pucks we used to use.
We used to use... When you're playing street hockey, we used to use a ball like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Now we use the pucks.
Well, on street hockey, especially Streets of Rehab, I mean, you had the...
potholes
and shit like crazy.
Fuck, I don't know, man. I'd fucking just catch air in a damn thing. And the sticks we used were plastic, made by a company called Cosm.
I think I had a Cosm stick.
They had the red ones were the short ones, the blue ones were the long ones, and mine was always fucking
bent. And
you had to take
the end and you had to
bend the end, but then the shaft itself would actually fucking bend, because we were just fucking, man, we'd flip that fucker like
no tomorrow.
Yeah, actually
before hockey at the rec center.
Yeah.
I didn't play hockey a whole lot as a kid, right, living in Arizona. We were playing baseball, football, basketball.
I played for 5 years.
Yeah.
Love that shit.
I had a buddy that played ice hockey, and his team one time played against, like, the people that were trying out for the Phoenix Roadrunners, which was the minor league hockey team.
Right,
at the time.
Yeah, I remember them.
And my buddy Frankie was the goalie. And at the end of the first intermission, it was 21-0.
Wow.
They were just lighting them up. It was incredible. This would be pretty awesome, though, to play hockey on top of
it. I'd love to play fucking ice hockey. But goddamn, it's expensive.
And it's
But the thing is, now I can afford it. But now that I can afford it, I'm so out of fucking shape. There's no way in hell I can do it.
Yeah, your legs take a beating doing
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So here is, that's Mosier again, right? Sans Beard.
That's Mosier.
The same guy that plays Snowball.
That's Snowball.
That's Snowball?
Yeah. No same way. Guy. And in a minute, you're about to see him yell at himself, which is what Kevin Smith refers to as the only special effect in the movie.
Wow.
Because he's up here on the roof playing hockey, too.
Which they said was really tiny.
I'm sure. We could have done that at CompUSA, though. Like, we could have gone up on the roof and played.
And that fucking roof had some size to it.
For sure, dude.
Do you remember there was, like, one Christmas where, like, there were cops up on the roof?
I do remember that.
Scoping the area for fucking people breaking into cars.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, so there's Mosier, Snowball.
When's this period of, like...
They said he did really almost fall off the ladder like 3 or 4 times.
Wow.
Man, it's windy up there, man.
Yeah, no shit.
So he starts critiquing his play. I hope I'm not getting I've been coughing like crazy the last couple days. I hope I'm not getting a cold.
Don't pass to this guy. He sucks.
And there he is.
Yeah. So there he was yelling at himself.
So the guy with the beard is that guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
No
same
shit.
Dude. Same guy. Same dude.
How the fuck does that work? Wow. Look at that.
It's Mosier, dude.
Wow.
Mosier's hilarious. Coho.
That's what I had. I had a Coho.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cozen was the other company. Okay. But it was with a C-O-S.
Coho.
Yeah, that what was the place in Forest Park that was...
Gunzo's on Madison Avenue.
He just launches the shit out of the thing. Dude, when I was a kid, I had a little bit of a temper when I was like 13, 14.
No shit.
And, I mean, you see it every now and then. Like, I'll go off on a rant.
It takes it hasn't happened in a long time. For you to fucking pop.
Yeah. But when I pop, it's epic.
It's, yeah.
Right?
Jay fucking loses his shit.
And what
hilarious.
Happens is everybody else just sits back and laugh, and I just get more mad.
Yeah.
It usually happens at the bowling alley.
No, well, sometimes.
You always do that to me whenever sometimes. I lose my shit. You just fucking laugh. Yeah, we all bust each other's
balls. So I remember one time I was playing basketball with my buddies, and when I was like 13, I didn't know how to control it. Hormones popping off all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking, they were doing some work at the high school, so they had this area all fenced off for construction, and I kicked this fucking basketball and went straight over that fence, and my buddy Todd had just paid like $25 for this basketball, dude. I felt so bad. But that's what.
Did he make you go get it?
I couldn't. There was, you know, fucking barbed wire on top of the fence and shit.
Yeah, that wouldn't be an excuse. When we used to play over at 16th Park on Circle and 16th Street in Forest Park, Illinois.
I didn't grow up in the mean streets of Chicago.
Hit
I grew
the fucking
up on the
ball.
Soft streets of Scottsdale.
Into the fucking cemetery. It wasn't a home run. It was an out, and you had to go get it.
Yeah. It's like hitting it
out. You didn't have a choice.
It's like playing kickball and getting it on the roof of the school. You're out. Yeah. Then you got to find the janitor, have that old guy crawl up there.
Or just, like, there were several people who you would just stand there and they'd get on your shoulders and then jump up on the roof. For some reason, when we were kids, getting on a roof was like a big deal.
Yeah.
We used to play this game called Chase. Basically, it was team hide and go seek.
Yeah. Okay. And throughout the neighborhood.
We would go, okay, the rules are this side of the street, from the alley, over to here. So you have like a defined area, but it was no hold bars. You can't go into a house. You can go on a roof.
Okay.
We've chased from roof to roof to roof, fucking superhero style.
Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's and we never got killed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like,
man,
how you doing there, Dan?
Oh yeah, Dan. Oh, you poured the rest of yours into
that chilled glass is probably no longer chilled.
The chilled glass is not chilled anymore.
It's not melting.
I'm about halfway through mine.
I'm a little, yeah, right around there.
You're actually probably right.
Well, it's writing on the back of the steel reserve thing.
Yeah, it says 211.
Yeah, 211. That means blah blah blah.
I was admiring that earlier.
That's small writing. I'm not reading it.
Oh God. Oh, King Cobra. Man.
I mean, we're drinking 40s. You guys can drink whatever the hell you want. Like, the original idea, I think, was like Mad Dog. Right?
You can't buy Mad Dog at convenience
you
stores.
Can't?
It's
what about,
in
like,
the
boxed wine?
Dessert?
Maybe we should have gone with some boxed wine.
No, that I could have handled. I got to start drinking wine.
I'm not a big wine guy, dude.
Change my fucking alcohol.
The only thing about wine is a good, like, good wine pairings, you know.
If you pair it with food, yeah.
Yeah, if you get, like, take a chunk of a steak and then like a good red
like
wine,
red
it just
wine,
the flavor just explodes,
yep.
man.
So I'll tell
good.
You, I...
What are you being all civilized over there?
Yeah, man.
Shit?
I'm drinking malt liquor out of a mug here.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The only wine I kind of like to drink is Riesling, because it's sweet. It's like a dessert wine.
Yeah, I got Dutch is big into Rieslings.
You
I
take,
got another
you
friend
drink,
of mine who's into Moscatos.
You drink a Riesling and smoke a cigar, you're in good shape.
No shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's excellent. Hmm. It really pops off that cigar.
If you look there, Dan, are those Atomic Fireballs for 5 cents each?
I can't tell.
Sitting there, I think those might be Atomic. Those are Atomic Fireballs, 5 cents each, by the Ferrero Pan Candy Company, Forest Park, Illinois, 60130.
I think I permanently damaged my tongue with an Atomic Fireball. And then there was this Terminator 2 candy called Atomic Nukes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just tasted like shit. But we would do contests where it's like you got to put that in your mouth and whoever lasts the longest.
Because of how hot they were.
It's
wait a minute.
It's not a
whoa,
sex game.
Whoa.
It's not a sex game.
Hey now.
Not a sex game. So man, the thing about this scene is, Randall hates fucking beef jerky, so he hated eating those Slim Jims.
Then fucking change it up. Make him eat something else. Hey, Twizzlers.
Kevin Smith is a sadomasochist. What are you gonna
do? A lot of directors are like that. Like fucking Mel Blanc.
Yep.
Hated carrots. But
he always
the only
made
sound
Bugs
they could make
carrots.
The fucking chunky, the chewy noise like that, the crunchy noise, was a fucking carrot. So you'd sit there and chew them up and spit them out. I love how Scott Mosier was there, Snowball there, was trying to feed.
Yeah.
Sound like, hey, man, you look like want some of this? Like, no.
Dude, there are cigarettes all over this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Capris, those are some other ones that were super thin, like the Misty's.
I seem to remember Capri being a thing. But I thought I read somewhere that they didn't use any real cigarette brands because they didn't want to get sued.
Bullshit.
Yeah, those are all real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Marlboro boxes.
Cambridge, those are real. Now, in the second Clerks...
It's all nails.
It's nails, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Kind of like Quentin Tarantino movies have Red Apple. Red Apple cigarettes.
Yeah, which is probably supposed to be like Lucky Strike or something, you know?
So here we go. So this scene was all filmed like super guerrilla style. They had no idea. They didn't get permission to film at this mortuary.
The location
the
they're going to.
Funeral home.
I think there's snow on the ground.
There definitely looks like there's snow on the ground.
Wow.
I'm going to say that's the case.
I forget what that looks like. It's the end of July,
no,
by the way.
No, you don't. We fucking just saw it when we went to Vegas for New Year's, and we almost died in the snowstorm.
Yeah, my car got stuck, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah, here it is, end of July, or end of
July,
March.
Jesus.
It's the end of March. The rest of the country is under a deep freeze right now, and it's about 95 degrees outside.
Yeah, awesome. It feels like, I wouldn't say it feels like July, but it feels like July in the rest of America.
Yeah.
July here, it'll be 120 degrees outside.
That is true.
But it always feels like about 70. It only feels like about 75 because you never leave the air conditioning.
And there's no humidity here, which is, I mean, you'll get humidity every now and again.
Yeah.
During a monsoon storm, but for the most part, it's like walking.
Arizona's fun, man. Weather's awesome. No earthquakes.
Well, I mean, you get earthquakes every now and again.
Nah.
You don't feel them.
We'll get massive torrential rainstorms every once in a while.
We, this past September, was it September?
It was September.
We had like what they referred to as a 100-year storm, where it flooded so bad.
Oh, yeah.
And the streets just were not
prepared for it. It flooded my parking lot. I couldn't leave.
Yeah. I live 3 miles away from work. I was in my car for an hour and made it less than a quarter of a mile and turned around and came back.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk because I would have been soaked when I got there.
That's true. Now, if you watch this scene, upper right-hand corner window, you'll see a guy looking out like, who in the hell are you folks?
Because they did not have permission to film
him. Yeah, they just kind of ran in there, filmed it, and then fucking ran away.
They did like 3 takes of them walking up to the front door, and that was it.
Dan, that white car back there, is that a Horizon?
Oh, fuck no. That's a Citation or...
It's not a rabbit like D. Wallace drove
in
E.T.
God, there were so many shitty cars back in the like early 80s, man.
Ah, D. Wallace. Postons. Established, was it 1856?
There, you can see the guy up there.
1886. Oh, yeah. Where? I can't see him. Upper right?
You just kind of see like a, it's almost like a shadow of him.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they did that like 3 or 4 times.
Or was it this?
Yeah, you can kind of see him moving around back behind the screen back there.
This song sounds like Bad Religion. Yeah, it is. It's got it. Bad Religion.
It's a Buick. I thought it was a Chevy. God damn it.
And the chick? That's a dude.
Yeah, it looks like
really?
A dude.
Yeah, I forgot exactly who the fuck it was.
It was probably the one guy that was playing hockey with the long hair.
Probably.
Yeah.
No, it was a wig. It was a wig they put on the individual. All of a sudden, it's dark.
I assure you, we're open. Oh, man.
The jean jackets.
I mean, we're probably coming up on the end of this already, huh?
It's, you know, it's a quick movie.
We got about 37 minutes left.
Yeah. 37?
In a row? Holy shit. Well done.
Fucking Jay, man.
Yeah, you know, so if you listen to the original commentary for this...
On the Laserdisc?
Or the DVD, where
you
watch it on?
Pick up the 10th anniversary.
He is he's nodding in and out, like constantly like asleep.
Because you're so... This dude's so
super
drunk.
Super slurry. Yeah, Kevin Smith is trying to pass it off as he's drunk. But then, I don't know, probably back in like 2004 or 2005, Jay was getting sober, right? Because he's
and let me tell you what the story
heroin
came out.
Problems and shit.
Man, we're talking. We saw pictures of him.
Yeah, and he looked bad. And
it was
bad.
Not good.
During this time, and he mentions during this time that Jay was just wasted off of heroin, so he'd fucking nod off and fucking fall asleep wherever.
And if you look at like celebrity deaths, really pay attention to all of them. Go grab somebody, okay? Heroin is almost always involved.
So there was a show on Netflix called The Final 24. for the
final 24.
Yeah, which was about
not like the first 48.
This was about celebrity deaths.
Okay.
And the first episode was about Sid from Sid and Nancy.
Heroin.
Sid Vicious. Heroin. Like the second episode, I think, was John Belushi.
Heroin.
Speedball.
Which is basically
heroin.
Yeah.
The third episode was fucking River Phoenix.
Heroin.
Speedball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin. Like all this different.
Is Janis Joplin heroin, or did she drink herself to death?
I don't know.
Because I know.
I think she died of some kind of overdose.
Because then when you have alcohol deaths, the alcohol deaths predominantly are they fucking asphyxiating your own.
Oh, it's happened to Bon Scott. Yeah.
Bon Scott did that. Fucking Hendrix did that.
Here's the thing. The show's interesting as shit. Now, not everyone is good, but I'll tell you, it's those people that I announced. Like, they've got a Tupac one, they've got a Hunter S. Thompson one, they've got all sorts of.
Those last two died from lead poisoning, by the way.
Yes, they did.
No drugs involved.
Yes, they did. Well, I mean, drugs were probably involved.
Let me tell you what, Hunter S. Thompson, his drug intake that this guy did on a daily basis was fucking epic.
Do we need to do Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
I believe that might happen.
I don't want to take mescaline, but I'll do it for
you. I can get whatever you want.
Good mescaline hits you like a freight train.
I want to do Wolf of Wall Street and take some Quaaludes because they look like they're fun as shit.
I want to fucking blow coke up some chick's ass. We got to get some hookers for that one.
I've never done an illegal drug in my life.
I know you haven't because you're a fucking Boy Scout. You're the exact opposite of this, Jay, which I was going to bring up earlier.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because, you're my hetero life partner. Your name is Jay, and you are the exact opposite of the fucking this guy.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Short hair.
You didn't drink until you were 21.
Didn't drink until I was 21.
Yeah, you have a fucking vocabulary.
I do have a vocabulary. Snoogans.
Now there it happens.
Snoochie boochies.
What the fuck is Snoogans?
What the fuck is the internet? What's with the knife? We having cake or something? I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. How do you not like that movie?
I haven't seen it in a long time. I remember.
It's so awesome.
I'm not going to say I don't like it.
It has.
It's like I saw it once and went, okay, cool. It's got Mark Hamill and shit. But it was just like inside jokes, the whole fucking thing.
It's got
inside jokes.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Yes.
Whatever happened to her?
Who cares?
She was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and that was it. Eliza Dushku.
That was it. She was in fucking American Pie.
Eliza Dushku. She was in American Pie before she was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and then that was it.
And then boom, done.
Eliza Dushku.
Now, what's Eliza Dushku done?
True Lies.
She was the daughter.
She was the daughter.
She was so hot in that movie.
Allie Larder.
No idea who that is.
She was in Varsity Blues. Wore a whipped cream bikini. Thank you very much.
Those things melt, by the way.
Jennifer Schwalbach.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Smith's wife. That's the four hot chicks in there.
Oh, God, that's 40. Yeah, Schwalbach's got like five head going on. But you know what?
The last time we had Comic-Con here, and when Joe came out.
Yeah.
And we did the G.I. Joe commentary.
Correct.
Kevin Smith and Jay Muse were in town, right?
Yes.
So Joe got his picture taken with Muse outside of the bar that we went to.
We went to Copper Blues.
Copper Blues. So we were there. He got his picture taken with Jay. And we're sitting there inside. And I swear to God, I was like, hey, Chad, that's Schwalbach right there. And he's like, that's not her. I swear to God, she walked by.
No shit.
And she was gorgeous. Right on. She was gorgeous.
Just in Clerks, too, she looks kind of...
Yeah.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers. But then again, there's standards. And I really
what about animal crackers?
Don't eat the gorillas.
Really?
That was True Romance, remember?
That's all I eat is the gorillas.
I know you do.
This guy, smarmy guy, fucking sighting him. You've been here all day? Yeah.
Yeah, what a shitty job. If you had to work fucking... And you know, like, minimum wage at this point is probably...
About the same
I can tell you exactly what it was. $4.10.
Yeah. $4.10, wow.
Yeah, when I got my first job, it was 1994.
Uh-huh.
$4.10. I got a raise up to $4.25, and then they raised minimum wage to $4.25, and I was like, I'm going to get a raise because of that.
No.
And I didn't.
No.
No, basically, minimum wage is we would pay you less, but we can't.
Right. And some jobs, let me tell you what, don't even deserve what the fuck minimum wage is.
I'm telling you right now,
they do need to raise. You're getting replaced by machines.
They do need to raise minimum wage to like $15.
But everything else is going to fucking raise. And here's the deal. The motherfuckers out there bitching about, you know, the fast food workers and shit. Guess what? Machines are replacing you. It's already starting to happen.
Well, that's the thing. Those people were paying... You either raise minimum wage and pay for them through the product that you're buying, or they're going to go on government assistance and we're going to pay for it anyway.
Right. So. Exactly. So just raise minimum fucking wage.
Like all those poor gas workers that used to run out to your car and ask you what kind of gas you want and would fill your tank up.
Do you want the oil
you?
Changed?
You know, right? That shit doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, not even close, dude.
Would I pay extra money to have somebody do that? Fuck no. You're not touching my fucking car.
I will tell you, there are people that, for whatever reason, can't get a job that pays well.
And that's true.
Whether it's the job market or what, people that live in Hawaii have like 3 or 4 jobs. They could have a job that pays them 80 grand a year, and it's still not enough to
live in
Hawaii.
Yeah, but 80 grand in Hawaii is 20 grand everywhere
else.
That's
what I'm saying, right? So they have like 3 or 4 jobs. Minimum wage, in my opinion, should be probably at least $10 an hour.
But that's going to raise everything else, and the baseline price is going to go up. So
actually, prices of shit are
going
to go up.
Going like this. Like, we're going to move this up, and then all this other shit's going to go up.
No, I disagree. I disagree, dude.
No, because all that money, I mean, because then you could start actually cutting some programs that these people are relying on assistance anyway.
Right. Or we just figure out how to replace their jobs with machines.
You can't replace every job with a machine.
Throw it. Okay, how many jobs have been lost due to... Look how many things right now.
Can you replace a fast food worker's job with
easily?
With no,
it's already being done.
No,
it's already being done.
It's not
bullshit. How many?
It's not like the vacuum tube at the bank where you go up and you order a
fucking
number 4 from Jack in the Box.
There's like a fucking ATM that they
vacuum
and you hit it, and it's like boom.
That's
an
ATM.
This shit.
That's an ATM.
Well, it's a machine that will take your order, and then there's a mook in the back who cooks it.
When's the last time you went to?
When's
the last time you went to McDonald's?
There's a McDonald's in Kingman that you can do that at.
I disagree.
Kingman?
I think Kingman. The Kingman McDonald's.
I think you're full of shit, dude.
Kingman?
I think it's Kingman McDonald's.
One of the videos on the shelf there was JFK by Oliver Stone.
Wow. Back and to the left.
All I remember from that movie is...
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. Ghostbusters right there.
All I remember from the movie JFK is... Big? I see Big right there?
Yeah.
All I remember from the movie JFK is Joe Pesci fucking some guy in the butt.
Yeah.
That's the lady that Randall married.
Yeah.
Jeff Anderson.
She is cute, but... When she talks, she's
got
the whole fucking underbite
she's got a little
thing
bit
going
of a,
on.
Yeah, she's got a little bite action. She's got a Beverly D'Angelo, for sure.
That's why there's a pillow.
For sure.
Right over the face, but you can't push too hard.
So the line in this movie that Silent Bob speaks, he had to fucking do that line because Jay couldn't get it right. He got sick and tired of Jay just fucking it up, so he just took the line. He was like, this is what we're doing.
And then it became a thing. Like in every movie, he doesn't talk till the end. Dispenses his advice.
I think, what is it, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where he actually kind of has like a dialogue. Maybe it might be Dogma.
Yeah.
Chasing Amy. It's Chasing Amy. He tells a story about Amy. He's like, you're chasing Amy. And that's where the name of the movie comes from.
Excellent. I got to watch that again. Like I said, I watched it once. It was when when the clean bitch of the universe and I started dating. That was one of the first movies we saw together.
Okay.
And I felt very uncomfortable at the time.
I'm sure, yeah.
And, But now I just don't give a shit. Like, I would sit there. My fucking hot neighbor. Because you know I have a hot neighbor.
Okay.
Smoking hot neighbor.
Why haven't I banged her yet?
I call her Epic. She's dating Aquaman.
Dan bangs all of Ken's neighbors.
Oh, it's only happened like two...
Yeah, it's twice.
I think two, three,
only
four.
There's stories behind several of those. And her and I were hanging out talking, and she is into totally fucked up movies. And I was like...
That's not a fucked up movie.
No.
She's like, I love Requiem for a Dream. And you're like, that's not a fucked up movie.
No, she likes... Fuck, I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was she watched.
Solo?
Like, you've seen it. Well, I described Solo to her. And then I went, well, that's considered number two. And she's like, what's number one? And I'm like, all right, you ready?
Here we go.
And I fucking laid down a little bit of a...
Serbian
for her. And she went, yeah, if you see me home, give me a call. We got to watch that. And I'm like, oh, fucking awesome.
Yeah.
She's literally dating. I call your boyfriend Aquaman.
Does he have gills?
He has Michael Phelps' body. It's like that thin swimmer body.
And like stubby legs?
It's weird how when you said that you had a big lisp.
Well,
he has that thin swimmer body. And I was like admiring his pecs and his abs.
Listen, I was sitting here watching
this
fine lady talk.
Which is actually his penis.
Yes.
And she's got the same thing going on.
You don't really have to say anything. You just have to just up talk.
Let me tell you what.
I'm almost done with mine.
I'm getting close. I think you got me beat. But not by much.
But Dan's over there. What the fuck? He's cheating. He's using a mug.
I have a handle.
That glass is not even close to cold anymore. Dude.
I know.
It's just warm. It's like the boot. It's like that.
I know, yeah.
Here's the thing. I didn't even challenge Ken. I just mentioned that we were close. And now he's just chugging the shit out
he
of
He also has finger. The one that has the lowest
Do
alcohol.
Not throw oh, God. Do not throw up
on Oh, my
couch.
God.
I just bought this thing. It's less than 2 months old.
Sweet. What's she bitching him about? I can't tell. Is he wearing a House of Pain shirt? Dude, we gotta buy House of Pain shirts and take them to Ireland.
Fuck.
Yeah.
These Irish eyes are smiling. What? Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
Maybe we just listen to Jump Around nonstop for...
Yeah. God.
So you're gonna get fucking shot.
So the first day,
yeah.
Travel time is 14 hours and 39 minutes.
Now, is that total time in plane, or that's...
That's total travel time. Because we have a three-hour delay in New York.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And then the way home, travel time is 17 hours and 49 minutes.
Because they take us down through Atlanta. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, why would you fly from Ireland to Atlanta? It's so much further south.
Because they got to pick up the cotton, man.
All I know is I hope we don't have some crazy co-pilot that just decides to crash us into the French Alps.
No, you see, that's the thing. This is going to be the safest time to fly.
It will be.
The couple weeks after a major event like this is always the safest time to fly.
So. Apparently that guy had some vision problems.
Like he couldn't see himself living any longer?
That was fucking amazing. God damn it, dude. Dan.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
You guys are going to be up in the North Sea, and you got to just... I'm just letting you know. If it's not giant octopus,
I mean narwhals,
it might be mega shark.
Ooh.
And they can jump out of the water and eat your airplane.
Well, our hotel is... I looked up our hotel where we're staying.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Directly across the street from Trinity College.
Is that girls?
No.
Well, I don't know.
It's just a college.
But
there's going to be college girls everywhere.
With red hair.
Yes.
Yes.
Fuck. And then the river is like half a block away.
Yes.
The river Liffey.
So,
Liffey. Liffey.
Dump.
Whatever.
It's a place to dump the bodies.
Dude.
No, I'm not going to want to do that.
It's going to be a
you don't
drunken,
dump. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you keep them
it's going to be a drunken, massive.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going with, yeah, because Kia Motors got me this trip. This is 6 of the last 8 years that I've been awarded this honor of traveling.
He's so proud of it.
And I am.
He should be.
I am. Yeah. You know, I accomplished the shit out of that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you have to actually do work shit.
No, it's just
but your
like
bitch
me.
Here doesn't have to. So like,
yeah.
You have to get up and go do things,
I'm
and you're going to be like.
Yeah, he's a plus one.
I've been telling people at work, I was like, I don't want to suck his dick.
But if you
but
have
if
to.
I have to.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's expected.
It
yeah.
I mean, just, I got the Black & Decker pecker record right now.
Yeah,
yeah
so
you can get
he's
out
not
going
to enjoy it.
So you I don't have the pickup skills you do, so I appreciate some deflection my way.
Listen. We go to the Phoenix Open.
Right.
Go into a silent disco to get, because they have, it was a $2 beer tent, which is amazing. Because
yes,
all the other beer there was $8.
Yeah, the tent.
What were they serving? Fucking
no,
King Cobra?
No, it was the exact same. The
dude,
tent directly next door to it.
Shandy. For $2.
Yeah, directly next door to it, $9 beers. You walk 5 feet, it's
$2. Not
even
talking about the movie at this point.
No.
This is great.
Now,
yeah.
You walk in,
that's
it's
okay.
A silent disco. There's these girls standing behind us. Now, here's what I believe.
What's a silent disco?
You put a headset on and you just dance. You can listen to two different channels, right?
It looks like you're on. It looks like a bunch of people on their own drugs. And
nobody's
dancing to the same song.
Nobody else. If you're in the bar and you don't have a headset on, you can't hear it. Everybody else is just dancing.
Yeah.
With the headsets on.
It's
crazy.
Bizarre.
So here's what I truly believe. Yeah. Vanderbeek over here gets the girls attracted. They start talking. He's got nothing to fucking say, so I start talking, and that's how it works out. So we met two girls like immediately when we walked in that place,
yeah.
And then their boyfriend showed up.
Yeah,
fucking cock blocking.
We get our beer.
Shit.
We walk out, and instantaneously, two more girls just start talking to us. Last night, we're talking to girls all over the place.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was too drunk to remember.
There was like a waitress that was hitting on me. It was. Fucking crazy. We went to Rula Bula, remember?
Yeah. I love Rula Bula.
We ordered Guinness, and I was like, I'm going to be drinking this straight
like,
off the
is this
like,
is Dublin up
like,
there?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We're in Dublin 10 days.
So it's like you, right? You draw
right.
Him in because you can talk to anybody.
I can fucking reel him in, dude.
You piss him off, and they fall through the net, and you just got to be there with your little hand.
Yeah, I lost out in that hot redhead because of E.T.
Yeah.
Because I just went, you know what? Yeah. Fuck that little scrope.
I lost out on a waitress at RTO's because I was on my 6-month sabbatical. Remember what I did my
sabbatical? I remember you on your sabbatical, yeah.
Yeah. She sat down at the other end of the table. We were staring each other down.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say. I'm on a 6-month sabbatical. I could have banged her that night.
It's done.
Good job, man.
King Cobra down. Well, it's...
King Cobra down.
King Cobra down. King, I was like, Black Hawk down. King Cobra down.
Should we keep these bottles as memorial
oh,
to...
Oh, God. Why? There's a taste in the back of my mouth
yeah,
right now.
No.
You can probably make lamps out of them.
We shouldn't.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So you had atomic fireballs for 5 cents. What else you got up there for 5 cents?
And then what's
why the fuck is 20 cents?
I bet the 20 cents is atomic fireballs. Look at the package.
No.
Atomic fireballs.
No,
because
you see, they got little tails on them.
I have to go to Sweeties to see if they carry those plastic containers, and I'll have to buy one.
Okay.
And have fucking...
You can buy a glass one. Like, be fancy with
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
With, like, a cork.
Okay, so the name of that movie is The Best of Both Worlds.
It is The Best
yeah.
of Both Worlds.
Is that supposed to be symbolic somehow?
Well, I think they mentioned that it's like a
it's tranny porn. Yeah, it's tranny porn. Chicks with dicks.
He's actually talking about it in the scene. Okay.
And the thing is this, because if you really think about it, Randall's gay.
Why?
Well, yeah, because he's gay for Dante.
He's gay for Dante. Just the way he treats
women. He's not gay
women,
for Kay, he's gay for Dante.
He's fucking, the way he treats women, the way he talks to people and stuff, and then when he goes to buy porn, what does he get? The fucking tranny porn. You're listening to
Berserker.
I eat cock. And there's another thing. Randall's gay. I've got a fucking cramp in my leg. Holy shit. Whimsy. I just feel this, man.
We're not here to talk about your problems.
I know. Seriously. I'm probably going to fucking
stroke Apple Jacks? All right, so here's where she's gonna fuck the dead guy here, right?
Yeah. Look at that fucking... You know what? I got to be honest with you. That's a very 90s kind of getup she's wearing there.
You know, well, so during the commentary, Kevin Smith talks about how he had no idea about women's fashion.
Yeah.
And he put her in this, and it was like... But that is a very, like, Madonna kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Madonna
at that time, no shirt. It would have been
fucking pajamas, like
pasties.
Those are...
Yeah. It would have been pasties with the tie.
Overalls, yeah. And the tits hanging out.
Yep. Yeah. That's a Madonna thing, dude.
It's fucking hot.
Because she knew, I've got like 3 years left before everything falls apart. Actually, things for her fell apart a long time ago, but she's been like spackling it up for...
Madonna, yeah. She's
been using stilts and spackling it up.
Speaking of Madonna,
we
haven't done any Guy Ritchie movies.
You know, like Snatch. Whoa. Snatch would be a good one.
I'm not sure they're still married.
Snatch is good. Fucking...
Rock and Roll is...
Rock and Roll. Really good.
Was he a...
Was it Shotgun and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah, Two Loaded Barrels. Was that
Lock,
him?
Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yeah, was that him?
Where a guy gets beaten to death with a black dildo.
Vinny Jones, who used to be a soccer player.
Did everybody used to be a soccer player?
Used to be a soccer player. Technically, I used to be a soccer player. Granted, I was four.
Well, I mean, he was
like a real soccer player. Yeah, I forgot about that.
He was like a David Beckham style.
During the scene, by the way, the porn sounds you hear in the background are done by fucking Kevin Smith and...
Really?
Somebody else. Yeah, I forgot who.
Applejacks.
All the grunting.
Fat-free Applejacks.
What if you mixed Applejacks with Yoo-Hoo?
I was just thinking it. Instead of using milk,
yeah,
use Yoo-Hoo.
You know, there's a football coach, the guy that used to coach the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
He takes his cereal, I think it's Wheaties.
Okay.
And he, instead of milk, he uses Fruit Punch Gatorade.
You know, we used to grow up with some kids.
The Malones.
The Malones, yeah. The one kid was
allergic to milk.
Allergic to milk, so he drank cereal and
orange juice. Yeah, I've seen the orange juice thing before. I think I saw that in Mr. Mom, actually.
Yeah.
Mr. Mom, he uses orange juice. I'm like, that's fucking gross.
Nice sweater.
God damn.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I might be getting lactose intolerant, dude.
I can't do the fucking goatee thing anymore.
Why not?
It's just...
Makes his face look like he's a fat woman with
That's not even like a real goatee, dude. That's a weird fucking goatee.
That's what he always does.
It's super thin.
Oh, yeah. God.
She just fucked a dick.
Oh, man.
See, now there she actually looks pretty good.
She is really fucking hot. But slutty hot, like,
but
you know.
She's got the fat face.
You're not going to be meeting my parents, but you'll stick around for a little bit.
I'm going to say this. Had she just got done banging, she'd have pointy nipples right now. For sure.
Well, she's probably got three. She's got three layers.
Bra protects that.
Not always.
True.
I mean, if she just got done fucking,
you never
know. She'd have pointy nipples, dude.
No wonder the fuck she's still doing wearing the pantyhose. How come those things aren't
Well, she took her time.
Strewn over her shoulder. She should be doing the walk of shame right here.
Yeah.
Maybe for her maybe the walk of shame for us is like a walk of like celebration for her.
Maybe she just has the hose that stop here.
I just fucking, you know what? I just pull on. I get in my car. I just blast the song Final Countdown.
Oh, you got Joe Camel up there.
Yeah, Joe Camel. He got disbanded.
His head looks like a fucking cock.
He got disbanded.
He did. They sent him fucking packing because he made kids want to smoke, apparently.
Yeah, he's a cartoon character.
Although, if you look at a pack of Camels, can you smoke Camels?
Yeah, I don't have any with me right now.
Yeah, you got the guy standing there?
In the Camel.
Yeah.
There's a guy standing with a heart on.
There's a guy standing there with an erection.
Listen, I'm gonna have to go buy something. Like, get some Jameson over there.
I got Jameson over there.
I need some Jameson. This fucking King Cobra is just like, ugh.
Just a little bit.
I love the logo.
I mean,
King Cobra. We
over.
Need
We're
to do this hood ornament on your
care.
Fucking car,
God,
man.
God damn, I can't hold out anymore,
dude.
Man.
I love the
There's
King Cobra.
17
logo.
Minutes left.
That's fine.
In
I'm
a row,
Jameson.
Yeah.
There's Captain Morgan over there too. Jesus Christ!
You just fucked a total stranger.
So, I watched Tusk the other day, right? Which I really enjoy, like I said. But the whole reason he made Tusk is because they did an audio commentary, or they did a smodcast.
Right, yeah.
And they read, like, somebody sent him a letter about a personal ad or something about a guy that was trying to get a roommate that would dress as a walrus.
Yeah. Look,
so,
it's a hard-on.
There it is, the hard-on. So, he got inspired and, like, wrote this whole movie about it. And... What he did, he was like, if you want to see us make this movie, tweet me, hashtag walrus yes.
Yeah.
Okay? At the end of Tusk, you get to the end where they're doing the final credits. At the very end, they have... Oh, there's a fucking porno mag on the bottom there. I didn't even notice it. At the very end, they show the Twitter tag of everybody that tweeted hashtag walrus yes.
Oh, jeez, wow.
And I couldn't remember if I had done it or not, so I watched it, and my name wasn't on there, so I was disappointed.
Why is she in the goddamn thing with the... Why is she sitting there with the dead body?
She's catatonic at this point, dude.
She shouldn't be there.
Well, why is Snowball there?
Because he... Where else is he going to go?
Where else... He's going to snowball a dead guy?
That's like, what... That's how I understand a lot of these movies. A lot of these movies and these sitcoms, shit, like, what do these people do? They don't they don't fucking do anything.
You gotta realize, dude, it's all for entertainment.
I know.
But I'd be kind of... in the right position.
I mean, you know what entertains me? People fucking working. That's what entertains me.
That entertains me?
Why?
That's a giant boner that guy's got. Which, by the way, it's like a mop handle.
Yeah, and the dude's wearing cons. You see, his shoes are Converse.
He should be wearing cons.
That old dude's wearing Converse.
He should be.
Well.
So we're rapidly coming up on the end of this movie here.
And they're not going to show the ending where he gets shot in the face.
That's it. I was going to say, there's a different ending where he actually gets shot.
Yeah.
We got a little bit of Jameson left, dude.
Just a little bit of Jameson. There's not a whole lot left in there. Go ahead and finish that bottle.
That's what I like to hear.
Yo, and they labeled out the brand name. Look at that. They put a sticker over the brand name of the salsa.
What we missed that I wanted to talk about,
yeah,
because Ken and I were probably talking about some other random nonsense.
Yeah.
The scene where Dante and that girl who just fucked the dead guy are talking.
Yeah.
That's 7 minutes of uncut footage and was done in one take.
Wow.
Yeah. Just them standing there talking. Oh, you got a whiskey rock. Good
nice.
Job, man. Good job. Yeah, that's solid. Dan and I are going to be at the Jameson Distillery here.
Yeah, that's going to be the last...
It's all about the ice balls, man. I'm telling you what, if you guys... If you're drinking booze, like, if you just decide to go, you know what?
I need whiskey or scotch or whatever.
Or, yeah, bourbon, whatever. Get ice balls. They sell these things. I think I got mine at Bed Bath & Beyond. My brother bought me one year for Christmas. It is the Death Star.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And ice balls are the way to go.
Yeah, I bought mine off of Amazon. They were like $13 for two of them.
And instead of drinking whiskey and Coke, if you remove the Coke aspect, you will lose 10 pounds.
You just drink whiskey.
You just drink whiskey. It works. I'm living proof right now.
Fiddle Faddle. You remember Fiddle Faddle?
Oh, I remember Fiddle Faddle. Teddy Grahams.
Teddy Grahams were awesome.
They have chicken in a basket? Chicken in a basket?
Crunch and Munch.
What, chicken in a basket? What?
Chicken in a biscuit?
Chicken in a biscuit.
Fucking
chicken bicky bang bong.
It's good stuff. Shit or
brown
get
chicken,
off
brown
the pot.
Cow. Cracker Jacks. I mean, they got all sorts of shit going on back there, dude.
See, if this is a normal group of friends in that situation, one of us would be farting right now. One of us would fart in that guy's head.
Yeah. We're talking about dicks. Somebody would be farting or talking about dicks.
Well, it's a natural defense mechanism. Whenever your friend gets too close to you, especially their head right by your ass,
you
fart. You just immediately fart. You have to.
I've never been in a whole lot of situations where I've had a friend whose head has been by my ass.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
Because you fart.
Because they know a fart is coming. I've never fart alarm clocked anybody.
Fart alarm clocked?
You know what fart alarm clock is?
No.
Fart alarm clock is where your friend is sleeping, passed out, drunk.
Oh, yeah.
They're just sleeping, whatever. And you put your butt directly in front of their face and you fart in their nose. That's a fart alarm clock. How have you never heard of fart alarm clock?
I've just called that videos. Fucking Sunday mornings.
Your dad, you wake up every Sunday morning, your dad's just farting.
Well,
in
not
your face.
Dad, just because you're out drinking with your buddies the night before, you wake up on somebody's floor and there's somebody over there fucking teabagging and farting.
Dan, how you doing over there with your, what did you have? What was yours?
Mine was the Steel Reserve.
I am nearly done. A couple more good chugs and
I'm getting
the old
there.
English,
and that's it.
High gravity will be gone.
I mean, I think, you know, these bottles, it's such good thick glass, man. They go to better uses, man.
Yeah, these are good for tugboats.
I was all fucked up last night and fucking... had a glass in my hand, and it fucking just slipped and fell and broke over.
Yeah, because you were trying to define the word it. What is it?
If
it.
Oh, that's because women have a tendency to just use pronouns when they talk.
Here's well, if you would pay attention to what she was saying, you would know
it's
what it was.
What could have been it? Anything.
It's it. What is it?
What is it?
It's epic.
It's it. What is it?
Epic wasn't there, though, apparently.
No, Epic wasn't there. She left.
No,
she
but
the position.
Ha!
Juxtaposition.
Have you ever had to tape dollar bills together to put them through the pop machine at work?
No.
I've done that.
No.
I became... Wait a minute. When I was discovering my inner asshole, which was when you were like five.
How many knuckles deep is that thing?
I'm telling you what. Customers would come in and
basically
started
the moment that Dan was born.
Customers would come into my comic shop and, you know, hey, can you break a 20? I'd go, yeah. They'd give me their 20. I'd rip it in half and hand it back to them. And they would look at me like, oh! And I'm like, fuck off. Here's your change. And I would tape the money together at night.
I don't get it.
I'm breaking it.
Because he had a chance to be an asshole. Look at me, everybody. I got a chance to be an asshole.
I just ripped money in half. I just ripped your money in half and handed it back to you.
That's dumb.
It was the day I did a $100 bill to a big biker that I learned, I don't think maybe I should do this anymore. Because that guy went fucking, like, I mean, he had a weapon. I wasn't entirely sure if he was going to grab it or not. But I gave him his change and said, I'm just fucking with you, dude. Don't worry about it. And then finally, I had the head office call me at one point because I was doing this so often. Jay, not you, another Jay. Okay. There you go. Ken, can you do us a favor and stop ripping all the money in half?
I remember, for some reason, like the way the tax was set up in Arizona or whatever, if a game was like $13.99, the total would always come up to $14.92.
Okay.
And every time it came up to $14.92, I'd say your total is $14.92. Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And people would just look at me like, what?
Yeah.
And be like, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah.
I want to get so good at learning history that whenever something like that comes up, when you get, oh, it's 1358, you can quote what happened in 1358.
William Wallace died.
Is that what happened?
Holy shit.
I don't know if that was 1358. It was 13 something.
Yeah.
William Wallace.
Hey, he's talking. Holy shit.
There it is. And the whole reason he's saying this line. Yeah. The whole reason he's saying this line is because Muse couldn't say it.
Yeah.
He was probably high off his ass on heroin.
Intimate.
He didn't start heroin yet. He was probably just smoking weed, smoking weed, drinking drinks.
Smoking weed, doing blunt.
You see, now there's a huge shot of her.
Yeah, I mean, she's in and out, dude.
Yeah, she kind of
got... shot. This is the first shot they filmed in the movie, by the way. And if you look at Jeff Anderson, the makeup artist got a little bit kind of crazy, and he looks like a drag queen.
He does have girly eyes, dude.
Yeah, the high cheekbones.
He looks like Bowie. He's got a little Bowie going on.
This is the first scene they shot.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say that she has resting bitch face.
Yeah, oh, definitely resting bitch face, which normally I like.
But she's got really cool lips.
Dan loves resting bitch face, dude.
Yeah. I like bitchy chicks. I don't know what it is.
Hey.
Because they're easy to ignore. That's what it is.
They're easy to ignore.
And they're easy to annoy.
Yeah.
But you can never tell. You just think she's mad at you all the time.
That's
so
awesome.
That doesn't, like,
so,
you know.
So guess I don't so like that. No matter what I do, you're going to have that attitude, so I'm just going to do what I do.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that, dude. What is she yelling
about? I'm going to put the hookers to time in Times Square to shame with all the dicks I'm going to suck.
I think there's some enemas behind him.
Enemas is pretty good, man. Enemas gets kind
of
crumbly.
Cup of soup. God, I love that stuff. Swiss Miss?
A buttered roll. Only 99 cents. Yeah.
Oh,
enemas.
There
crumb
are. Oh, crumb cakes. Oh, my
dude.
God.
Oh,
those things are a mess, man.
Oh, but they're so good. Your tugboat.
All crumbs, dude.
Your tugboat. Jay, you got to finish that off.
I was tugboating last night like nobody's business.
Oh, I bet you were.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Swiss, oh yeah, Swiss Miss is back.
Yeah. Can't have any hot chocolate in forever.
I wonder if they have the warning for pacemakers in there, man.
At one point, I wanted to become a gourmet hot chocolate guy. Right?
Create your own gourmet hot chocolate?
No, it was just like...
Get out of here.
No, it was just like, I don't drink coffee. Okay?
Right.
And in the winter, like in Arizona, you have 3 months where it's cold.
Well, cold's relative.
Well, it depends on where you go. I mean, you can drive up north.
You have 3 months where it's winter. Let's call it that.
Right. It gets
Arizona has 3 months
maybe
of winter.
Into the 40s.
And night. During that winter, I was going to become like a hot chocolate snob.
Hmm.
I was going to find the best hot chocolate in the world, and I was just going to drink it.
In HCS.
And I just kind of gave up on that plan.
You know what? Life isn't over, dude.
I mean, I probably have another 38 years left. That'd put me at 76 before I'm done.
Yeah, you know, I want my mom's big thing is make it to 80. She goes, that's a good run.
I just noticed something. This all takes place the same day. The People magazine has changed like four times.
It has, yeah. If you look at that, I was kind of...
There was one in the Zoom right there. Did you see it?
Clark Bar.
Yeah, because I always look at People magazine.
There's Lyndon Stoom right there.
Lyndon Stoom.
I wouldn't know who the sexiest person in the world is, you know.
Let me ask you this. You remember back when we were in high school?
Yeah.
You might remember better than Dan does. Actually, you and I were only a year apart.
Yeah, you guys were close.
Yeah, I was 95, yeah.
Do you remember the marshmallow, like, spread that they made?
Oh, that fluffer nutter stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And people would eat, like, peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely.
I went to high school with this girl. Her name was Krista. And she was gorgeous. She was gorgeous. And she would show up to art class every day. We were in art class together. And she would have a spoon, and she would have some marshmallow shit.
Yeah, just the fluffer stuff.
Sitting there eating marshmallow all day.
Yeah, it's marshmallow stuffing, yeah. I remember Mommy's talking about
every now and then. Our grandmother used to apparently eat
every now and then
stuff,
she'd get like a little white dribble down here, and I'd be like, you suck.
Well, I only
freshman year in high school, I could think about was juicing on some girl.
Yeah, when I was in high school, it was only 3 years, all right? So, like,
hold on, wait. You only went to high school for 3 years?
You dropped out.
No.
Well, he was
junior high
was still 9th grade.
7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9 in Arizona.
For me, it was 7 and 8.
Right, yeah, and that's normal.
I went to middle Chicago. Yeah,
it was odd. But I only, like, ate at the school, like, my sophomore year, I didn't have my driver's license yet. Maybe ate at school, maybe 10 times. Always went out. We had open campus. Then once I had my driver's license, I never stayed on campus. Once I had a driver's license, I never went to one junior, senior year, never went to one.
And Dan, what kind of car were you driving?
68. Well,
yeah, 1968.
Junior year was a 68 Satellite. Senior year was a 1989 Eagle Summit.
Oh, that's right. You had the Summit.
1.55 liter four-door sedan.
Wow.
Thing, no matter how I drove, it got between 30 and 33 miles a gallon. Didn't matter.
Wow.
You know what I can't believe, dude?
I would almost go for that.
I got a fucking hole in this shirt already.
You have a hole in this shirt?
I washed it once.
Yeah. You're fattening up, dude. Look at the bellies
over
here.
No, I'm not fattening up, dude.
Oh, yeah. I can take a picture and post it on the website.
I've lost 9 pounds since I got the braces.
Mm-hmm. You're splooging over me. You're muffin topping.
Hey, I'm skinny.
You're muffin topping.
I'm skinny it up.
Right.
I'm about to have that swimmer's body. I'm about to be Aquaman.
MT. Muffin top.
Muffin top.
Look at those skinny-ass jeans. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were skinny jeans when they were real, and now skinny jeans are just basically
women's
jeans.
Yeah, because back then, I remember people would give me shit about having loose jeans, like back in 7th, 8th grade. Oh, man, you're wearing bell-bottoms. I'm like, they're not bell-bottoms.
Because we were in Arizona, and everybody's so Judgy McJudgerson out here.
When I was in 7th and 8th grade, I wore, like, khaki pants.
Wow. I didn't fucking care. I'd wear the skin on my
and
fucking
I'd roll the bottoms up. I was very Saved by the Bell back when I was in my
You love that show.
Who doesn't?
I like Barney Miller.
I mean, I like Barney
Miller,
too.
And WKRP in Cincinnati.
Bob Newhart.
Denouncement. What is
denouncement?
Oh, no.
There's no C. Denouncement.
Denouncement.
Was or something like that.
Like denouncement? Like we're going to
unknown. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he really knows what the hell he's talking
World's
about.
World's fattest man weds the tiniest woman.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, they filmed it in 21 days.
Soda's still... Look at that. 1 liter of soda.
Yeah.
$1.29.
Boom.
Same price.
Yeah. Pop is
some things
dude.
Don't change.
Pop is
pop's
not
the same.
Cheap.
Cans are 70 cents though.
Versus that's 75 today.
You get 75 to $1.25, depending on where you're at.
I will not pay $1.25 for a can of pop, dude.
Dude, sometimes when you're in a pinch, you're in a pinch.
So, we went to for Throwback Thursday. We stopped over here at CVS.
Yes.
And they had you could buy a 12-pack of Coke for $5.50, or you could buy three for $8.
You buy three for $8.
I bought three for $8.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't even drink that much pop. It's like, why the fuck would you pay $5.50
for one? I only drink Mexican
one?
Coke these days. I did, however, pick up an 8-pack of Jones Soda yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
Because their stock is fucking still crashed and not coming back. And I've lost so much money.
So this originally is where Dante was about to get shot in the face.
Yeah.
And die.
That's how it was going to end.
That was going to be the original
and
ending.
And it really was a shitty ending if you stop and think about
and
it.
You know
I'm
what?
So glad they changed it.
It's just over, dude.
We didn't get to watch the credits because this is on Netflix.
I mean, the credits are going.
Well, they're going over there.
Small box.
But it wants us to watch Bloodline for some reason.
Yeah, I don't really
want to
watch
it. I don't really want to either. What was the other movie? What was the show we were watching before this?
Danger 5. Danger Team 5.
We're going to have to suggest Danger 5 to everybody out there.
Yeah.
But thanks for listening to this amazing podcast. Did we go off the rails?
We started out solid.
Is this a keeper or is this going to be thrown in the vault?
Let me tell you, my promise to myself was that we would stay online with the movie. And we did a good job with that until we started getting drunk. And then we kind of went off the rails.
And then the 40s happened.
Yes.
Well, I think maybe people might be interested in our personal lives and what we have to say.
I mean, I know they don't care about your bus driver that just died. I know they don't care about that shit. But
your bus driver died?
Yeah. During the Big Lebowski commentary, you guys talked about a bus driver that you had that just died.
Well, Harry was the bus driver. Oh, we were talking about Christel, Jack Christel.
Oh, yeah. No, no. He was a janitor. Yeah.
Whatever. I know people don't care about that.
You don't know that.
We did a good job of starting out. How many podcasts do you listen to? Not as many as you.
I listen to a lot of fucking podcasts.
But I know that people don't give a fuck about where you grew up in Chicago or where I grew up in Phoenix.
You don't know that.
You know who cares about it? Your parents and Aunt Kathy.
Aunt Kathy's really cool.
And Uncle Bill. Aunt Kathy sent Dan a card the other day.
With a clown on it.
What? Because
she's afraid of clowns. Yeah. It's beautiful.
She just randomly mailed you a...
She sent me a clown. She sent me a card, $50. Hey, congratulations on going to Ireland. Here, spend this on some...
Have a good time with Matt.
Yeah. I'm like, send me $50.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
They forgot awesome. Jay's name. The first time Jay was in Chicago with us...
2006.
They, forgot his name.
Kathy was calling me Matt.
The whole time, he turns around and goes, who are you talking to? She goes, your name's Matt, right? He goes, no, it's Jay. Didn't make a difference.
Good stuff.
He's known as Matt from now on. Even we were up there, when, last year?
Yeah.
October.
They call me Matt.
You're Matt the whole time.
I'm okay with that, dude. I'm okay, man. I had a free trip to Chicago.
Send you $50 to go to Ireland. It's great.
It was awesome. So anyways.
Yeah.
Clerks. I think we nailed it.
You know what? It's pretty good.
I feel good about it.
We'll give it a review.
We started strong.
And if you stuck through this entire podcast, you know what? I'm going to release what? I'm going to fucking drop it. I got our E.T. commentary, synchronized it up with the movie, and have all of that pretty much edited together. Jay and I are going to sit down and go through the first part of it because I have some questions, but keep an eye out. Well, I do because I just the way I edited some stuff. Keep your eye. YouTube, realbooze.com.
It's salty.
I might
it's beefy.
Have
it's tipsy.
A way to make this all happen because it's all salty beef.
Tips. Are you gonna stop it?
Yeah, eventually. Hold on. Stop. There it is. Okay.